I'm Cole Grant with Montana News. Montana Democrats are gathering in Helena this weekend to vote on their party's platform issues and choose delegates to send to the national convention in July, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Party leaders are calling for unity as they move toward the November battle with the presumed Republican nominee Donald Trump. Unification of the party at this weekend's convention may depend on how party members respond to Bernie Sanders' win over Hillary Clinton in Montana's primary on Tuesday. Clinton has claimed her party's nomination and has now been formally endorsed by President Barack Obama.
On sort of a broad thematic level, there's more of a split among Democrats.
This is Jeremy Johnson, political science professor at Carroll College in Helena. Johnson says primaries can be controversial because they're not really democratic with a small d, as in democracy. He says Montana could end up supporting Clinton at the national convention despite Sanders' win in the primary. That's because of Montana's superdelegates, which likely won't announce their support of a candidate until the national convention.
From the very beginning, Sanders supporters and have been critical of that. The Democratic Party establishment has rallied behind the establishment candidate, Clinton. Of course, Sanders was not a Democrat until just very recently. He was a socialist independent, so he's never built the bridges within the Democratic Party.
Montana will send 27 delegates to the national convention in Philadelphia this summer. Sanders won 51% of Montana's primary, earning him 11 delegates. Clinton won 44%, earning 10. Montana's six superdelegates, which include Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock, will have to decide where to pledge their support, with the presumed nominee Clinton or with the winner of Montana's primary, Sanders. Johnson also said that over the weekend, Democratic Party members will have to decide whether they want to shift planks in their party's platform to accommodate Sanders supporters.
Now, party platforms are tricky. You want to speak to the widest range of voters without offending people because the purpose is to, again, win the election in November, but also to unite the party behind a candidate. I think voters in general focus far more on the candidate himself or herself, and far less on the actual planks of the platform. But they can be very important for party elites and for core supporters.
After discussing key party platform issues on Friday, the Democrats will vote to adopt them Saturday morning. The party will elect its delegates to the national convention Saturday afternoon. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.